Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. How you doing? I want to welcome everyone for tuning in tonight. What a beautiful evening tonight. What a lovely sunset we had. You know, sometimes it's the little things in life, you know. You get so grateful for that. A lot of turmoil in our state recently with SB1 being passed and signed into law. You know, and I'm going to be talking about that a little bit briefly, but I'm going to tie that in to a message that I have. But I just want to just give everybody a brief orientation. But, you know, before I do that, I just want to thank you for tuning in tonight. You know, those two words, thank you, they seem so hollow to me for all of you that are listening, that listen regularly. And it's just by God's mercy and grace that I'm here this evening with you to share the word of God. And, you know, the Bible has 66 books, thousands of chapters, and even hundreds of thousands of words. It's quite a daunting task to say that you're going to read the Bible. And a lot of people, they get intimidated by that. It's such a large book, so voluminous, plenty words, plenty stories. But it's the truth. And the thing that I always tell everybody is, if I were to translate the Bible in three words, this entire book that you see before you, the same book that was here with us 2,000 years ago, that's here today and will be here 2,000 years from now, where governments will have crashed, societies will have crumbled, and will be gone at that time. But the Word of God will still remain as it is right now. Amen? And you see, if we were to translate the Bible into three words, it's basically, God loves you. No matter where you're at, no matter what you've done, no matter who you've done or when you've done it, God loves you. And that's a really, really basic interpretation of the Bible, but that's first and foremost in the heart of Jesus Christ and God our Father for each and every one of us. You know, I just want to take care of some housekeeping. You know, I want to give a shout out to Brother Mark Benson and his lovely wife Mary and Honolulu Ford and Gary and their wonderful team over there and Danny. You know, just thank you for all of the support of making this dream a reality, for allowing Free Inside Ministry to reach the thousands of listeners out there every night, to give that light for those that are sitting in the darkness, to have that life rope hanging out there for someone to grab onto, to having the tower, the light, the lighthouse and the beacon of light to guide them around their troubled waters and their stony paths and the shores, the rocky shores before them. You know, our anchor verse for this ministry is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." We have a website, if you're able to get onto the internet and you want to check out some of our previous radio broadcast programs, we actually have it on the website where you can just click and listen. But we also have the links where you could set it up as an iTunes podcast, or we also use the Google feed burner. Thank you to my big brother, Erwin Superman Santos, and what a lady killer, but he's so technically savvy. Just thank you for all your help, Erwin, for keeping that going. And a Damien grad at that. He graduated, I think, the same year that my good brother, Ana Tuiasa Sopo, graduated, and just wonderful brothers there. But, you know, we also have an email address, and that's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you surfing the wave of social media, we do have a Facebook page, and that is Free Inside Ministry. And feel free to check out any of those. Drop me a line, an email, if you have any suggestions of how we could improve the program or how the program doesn't really tickle your pickle and some things that we could do, or how the program has touched you or a loved one. You know, I continue to get so many testimonies via Facebook, my email, even my cell phone, and I'm going to give that to you. If you need to reach out, if you need a prayer, if you need to talk to somebody, my cell phone's real easy. Of course, it's 808, because this is the 808. But this is the number if you got to write it down. 222-2822. Once again, 222-2822. That's my cell phone number. If you dial the wrong number, you'll probably get Frank DeLima and the cab. So be careful when you're hitting those digits that you get the right one. But, you know, we had an interesting week or 2 weeks, you know, this special session that the governor had called. And, you know, there's two sides of the fence and there was such division. Oh, my goodness. It split families right down the middle, and Christians and non-Christians, believers and non-believers, Democrats, Republicans, everybody. But there's such division. There's such heartache there. And, you know, I believe someone said it quite well. It says, the challenge and the problem is that both sides feel they aren't being heard and there's no communication. And I have to agree with that. You see, but what happened is, and this is what saddened my heart, is as the Christians, as the believers, we were very animated. You know, the opposition or the supporters of the bill were very animated also. But, you know, as believers, we answer to a higher authority. We answer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, and I was listening to a message the other day with Apostle Darren Begley from Oklahoma. He was out at Life Church Kailua with Apostle Greg Hood and his beautiful bride, Joan. So blessed to be there this Sunday. And I've got a few notes from that message that really kind of stuck home with me. And I had a great discussion the other evening with my good brother, Keith Ayuin, from Windows of Hope Ministry. They have a men's ministry that meets Tuesday nights. And that's at the Shopo headquarters down in Kalihi on the Makai side of Nimitz Highway. And they meet down there in the garage area. They have a wonderful worship going there. Many men, all different walks in their walks with Jesus, but they all walking towards Jesus. Hallelujah. Walking with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Give a big shout out to not only Brother Keith, but also Brother Teneri Ma'afala, who is a strong believer, stood up for his beliefs in front of the world and God himself. It was all over, getting chastised and attacked, but that's his beliefs. And that's what he holds true to his heart, and he stands for them. I respect him for that. I love him for that. But you see, Jesus came down to be like us. So it's not like we can be like Jesus, because Jesus came down to be like us. But you see, that was the glory of the story of Jesus being on the cross, because now we walk in the newness of Christ. But you see, it all comes down to, we're talking about forgiveness. You see, because we had so much angst, we had so much anxiety going on both sides, people yelling, people screaming, and then they instigate it even more by putting up those barriers. You stand on this side, you stand on this side, here's your bathroom, there's your bathroom. Where's the aloha? Where did the aloha go, my brothers and sisters? For those that were, for those that had managerial decisions down there, you created dysfunction, is what you did. The ACLU pushed your buttons by jumping the gun and making all these requests. You see, the difference between forgiveness and mercy. You know, we can always forgive someone. We're supposed to forgive someone, even though it's hard. But you know what someone told me the definition of mercy was? Mercy means not only do I forgive you for doing it, but I forgive you as if you never even did it. Oh, that's a heavy one. See, a lot of us, we can try and forgive. But, you know, it's always lurking in the back of our mind. It's always sitting there in that right corner. I call it the resento arrows, like Pastor Wayne Cordero used to say. You know, your resento arrows are the ones you call out when you pull out in the big, big beef. You don't call them up in the, like, small kind of scrap. The big beef, when you, like, hurt somebody, ooh, we get the resento arrow. We go pull them out because that thing going to hit dead center in the heart, going to hurt them. But you don't use them every day. You're going to lose its effectiveness. But when the heat gets up, when the pedal hits the metal, and we scrapping and crapping. Can I say that? Well, I just did. But that's when you shoot the resento arrow. So mercy means not only do I forgive you for doing it, but I forgive you as if you never did it. The greatest example of that was when Jesus was hanging on the cross. As we crucified him, he says, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do as they were doing it. You got to grab that. He was asking for our forgiveness as we were crucifying him. You see, but the most famous verse in the Bible, this is the one that everyone knows, is John 3:16. You know, and everyone knows that verse from the beginning to the end because that's what everyone's taught when they're growing up. Oh, John 3:16. Let me just go there real quickly. Here we go. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And verse 17 is the one we should hold on to also. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. This past week, there was a lot of judgment going on. This past week, there was a lot of anger. There was a lot of angst, a lot of condemnation. You know, the thing that we have to remember is that when Jesus came, he didn't come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. And Jesus gave mercy to all of us. You see, he didn't want to just save the people that live in Hawaii Kai. He didn't just come to save the people that are vegetarians. You know, Jesus came to save the thieves, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the broken, the lost, the adulterers, the liars, the murderers, the homosexuals, the lesbians, and even you and I. He came for all of us, and he gave mercy to all of us. You see, our challenge is we sometimes in our passion, in our zeal, you see, I think we forget about the true identity of those that were in support of the bill. We focus more on their activity and let their true identity slip by. Well, what are you talking about, Bula? It's just like Jesus. Jesus knew his true identity. He knew he was the Son of God. And so when he knew his true identity, he knew what his destiny was. You see, but this past week, as I watched, because I couldn't go down to the Capitol because I'm recovering from knee surgery, but I would get clips and people would send me pictures from Facebook. And yes, there's a lot of passion, but there's a lot of judgment and condemnation going on at the same time, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, and the thing that we have to remember is Apostle Darren was sharing this, and he goes, judgment and condemnation is not of God, but it's of us because we brought it to the forefront. What we need to do is remember what their true identity is. How can you say Jesus loves you and in the same breath said you can burn in hell? That's kind of tough to swallow. You know, so we have to love them even more. But if we can remember their true identity, because my brothers and sisters, they are still sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, just as you and I are. They're just like us. But they are focusing more on their activity instead of what their identity is. So if you could love on them as God and Jesus told us to, love thy neighbor, and maybe love on them so much that they would understand what their true identity is, then maybe their heart would follow and return to the Father. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's pretty good. You see, if we could just love on them instead of being so antagonizing. I'll give you a great example. My brother Keith. We all have ohana that are on the other side of the fence that practice a lifestyle that we don't agree with, maybe, but we still love them. I still love my friends and my family that are homosexuals, that are gay and lesbians. I love them. And even my brother Keith loves them. So he went at the Capitol. Now, Keith is very formidable. He's about 6'4", 300 plus. He makes a Mauna Kea look very large. But he went there to go see his family. They gave him a rainbow-colored lei. And he sat there and he talked with them. He shared some laughs with them. He loved on them. He cried with them. And do you know there are brothers and sisters, my brethren, that were on the other side of that barrier that started to look down upon it. Did he go to the other side? Is now he going to be there? Oh, my goodness. You know, that grieves our Father's heart. But it makes the devil dance a jig. Because when there's division going on, the devil is in his heyday. Because that's what he wants. The devil is all about division. From the day of Adam and Eve, where he separated them from God through their original sin, to where he broke families up all throughout the Bible, where he tries to break up every family today, and as he breaks up the brethren before our very own eyes. division is of the devil. Unity is of God. But where there is unity, the Lord will command a blessing. Amen? Amen. You see, but we shouldn't pass judgment, my brothers and sisters. You see, Jesus came to take our punishment, not to give us punishment. We have to remember that. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at that speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Jesus came to save the world, not to condemn the world. He came to give mercy to all. He loved each and every one of us. He paid the price. We need to give mercy just like Jesus gave us mercy. You see, because it was through Jesus that we have been redeemed. And it's only through that. You see, another great example is the prodigal son. And you remember the story, the young boy, he wanted his half of the inheritance. Took all his money. The father gave him everything he wanted. I don't know if I could do that. To me, it's kind of greedy. But the younger boy asked his dad for what he had coming to him because he wanted it now. He didn't want to wait till his dad died. Then remember, they had the term riotous living, and I'm not going to go into that. We've all had riotous moments in our lives. But then he was awakened. He came to his senses. But you know, when he came to his senses, he was sitting in the pig pen. He was looking at the pig pot. He was looking at the pig slop. He was looking at the pig food. He's a Jewish boy who used to live in pretty good standing, being that he had a herd to take care of. There were parties all the time at the house. The father was well-to-do. He was a shepherd. And he goes, and Jewish, you know, they do not believe in the meat of the swine. But here he is. The only employment he could find was to take care of some pigs. After he had ran out of all of his resources, after he had gone through all of his money, had no more friends, and then the Lord placed a famine upon the land so he couldn't even go steal mangoes if he wanted to. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord has a sense of humor. Come on, somebody. The boy, you know, when you're the man in the barn, you got cash to flash. Everybody's your cousin. You know, you got people coming up to you. Say, brother, buy me one hiney. Buy me one drink. Boo, buy me one drink. And you're saying, boo, I'm not related to you. You popolo. Oh, no, your father's side, bro. Your father's side nighttime. We get him. Just one beer, because you know that action. You know how it goes. But you know, once the money runs out, what happens to the OP? They run away like cockroaches when the light comes on at night in the kitchen counter. But you know, so as they run all the way, so now the guy got no more money. He's done. Throw everything away. What are they going to do? Time for go steal some mangoes and some bananas. Oh, get famine. Nothing growing on the land. Oh, we boss now. All he could find was a farmer in the country who would let him watch the pigs. So now he's there at the bottom of his bucket. He's below the last rung of the ladder. He's so low. He's looking at that pig food, the slop, the same ones they go down the hotels, Waikiki, grab them in those 55-gallon drums, smell all hauna when they drive by at the stoplight on Nimitz Highway. Go, whoo, what was that? Oh, that's for the pigs on Y&I. Well, you got to remember, roast pork tastes pretty good at the party, guys. I'm not one. I'm preaching to the choir. But anyway, we all like that pork. We all like the cayuque. But anyway, I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, it's when he's looking at the pig slop, when he's come to the bottom of the barrel, and he's saying, well, if I just had some chili pepper water and ketchup, I could whack this thing with these pigs. That's got to be at the bottom of the barrel. Is that where you're at, my brothers and sisters? Have you reached the bottom of the barrel? Because at that moment, he remembered the goodness of his father. He remembered the good times at his father's house. He remembered the good memories that he had having parties at the house. He remembered the fun times that they had. All of those warm and fuzzy, all of those Hallmark moments came back to him at one time. And then he said, maybe if I just go back and ask for forgiveness. I'm not worthy to be a son, but I could go work for him as a slave guy, one servant, pay him back, and then maybe one day I'll come in good standing. But, you know, the story gets even better. Because what happens, you got to remember this, is when the Father, as he looks out over the hill every day. If you have kids, you know what that feels like when your kids leave and you don't know what they're up to. You look out the window. You stay outside raking leaves. You look up the street. You look down the street. Shake your head. You know, at night you stay up and you look out the window and say, wow, I wonder if Kimo boy coming home tonight. Wonder if today's the day. Wonder if today's the day honey girl can come home. It's been a while, Ma. You think she gonna come home? You know, Father's love for his children. You just keep looking. You never stop looking. You never stop searching. You know, I can see this father wiping the sweat off of his brow as he walks along the outside path by his house. And he looks up to the hills to see if he catches a glimpse of his son walking over the hill. And this goes on and on and on. And keep looking out that window late at night. When you wake up in the morning, you look to see if the slippers are by the front door. When you wake up in the middle of the night, you open the door to the room and nobody stays inside. But you keep looking because you believe that one day they're going to return. And so this father keeps looking for his lost son. Then one day he sees the son coming on the hill. And he doesn't just start walking. He starts running to his son. He runs to his son. And remember what he does? He tells the workers, get a robe on him. Put the ring on his finger. Put the sandals on his feet. Kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party tonight. You see, what happened is he didn't remember his son for the activity that he did. He remembered his son for the identity. That was his boy. That was his son. That was his blood. That was his flesh. So what if he messed up? We all mess up. This is my boy. My boy has come home. He remembered the true identity, and he held him up to his identity and not to his activity, not to the behavior. We held him up to his true identity. When the kids come home, we love on them. We feed them. We like rush them. Take them to the mall. Shop for them. Because we know who they are. That's our flesh and blood. That's our boy. That's our son. That's our daughter. Forget what they did. We're going to work on that later. But right now, at that moment, at that time, at that place, that is our boy. That is our son. Church, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. When did we come so high and mighty? When did we become such hypocrites? Because now it's like the oldest son. He's like the church, man. He got all upset when he found out that his younger brother was home, the one that took all the money, the one that had riotous living, and as he said, was with harlots, those women with the money. You see, that's what happens. We have to tell people about their destiny and not about their sin. We got to tell them the plans that Jesus Christ has for them. How can we judge people when we forget where we came from? When did we become so holy, roly, so high and mighty? I don't know. Come on, somebody. Because we're going to get judged by our very own words. But God has given us a chance to repent. You see, we worry more about the law than the sin. And we're becoming a church of condemnation. Now, I know some of you getting real quiet there, sitting down. You know what I'm talking about? Sitting on the other side of the fence. You're on the edge of your bed right now looking out saying, yeah, every time I go to church, they give me that kind of stink looks. Hey, come to Free Inside Church, First Assembly of God, Wahewa, 300 Wilikina Drive. Come and say, how's it, Pastor Bula? How's it, Rev Boo? That's right, Rev Boo. Because you know, you drink a Red Bull, that gives you a crash. You come see Rev Boo. I'll give you something that you never crash from. That's called the Most High. And there's no high like the Most High. Just ask Pastor Scott. But you see, the God that I know, the God that I worship, the God that I serve is so good. He just wants to love you. And his love is attached to your identity, not your activity or your behavior. Let me get this to you. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. God loves you because you are his son. You are his daughter. It doesn't matter what you did, who you did, where you did it. See, mercy, remember what I said about mercy? Mercy is forgiving you as though you didn't even do it. We can forgive all we want, but we don't have that kind inside us. We always remember what's been done to us. But you see, we have to love on them. We have to love on each other. We cannot go around judging people. I mean, all sin, one sin is all sin. There's no lesser sin. One crime is all crime. That's why you're doing time. You know, when you can get to that point, you say, hey, my brother, I love you. Can I pray for you? God can smile. When you can say, my sister, I'm so sorry you look down today. Is there something I can pray with you with? God gonna smile. You know, I want to give a shout out to all those up in Wayava, all my brothers up in Halava, FDC, OCCC, and WCCC. getting back on track, getting back on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're coming back in, swinging for the fences. And was busy with a bunch of other things, but coming back, guys. But, you know, it's just like when the prodigal son came home. You know that feeling. You know, Jesus went after that one. So what if you get 99 sheep? We're still going after that one. That's why we come into the prison. That's why we bring the word of God. That's why we bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I know there's somebody. I know there's at least one person that needs to hear the word of the Lord that's going to change their life. And tonight, I know somebody sitting right there. They say, how can it be me? Yes, it's you. If not now, then when? If not there, then where? And if not you, then who? Tomorrow's guaranteed to nobody. You know, you guys just got to get in alignment for your assignment. God don't bless no mess. We all messed up, but you know what? You got to get to the point where you're tired of being messed up and you'd rather be blessed up. I can help you with the blessed up part because you do the messed up part pretty good by yourself. But you see, I'm not going to focus on your activity. I'm going to focus on your identity because that's what my God would do. My God would focus on your identity because he knows you are his son and daughter. He don't care what you did. It might have been wrong. Ask for forgiveness and he'll give it to you. But he's going to focus on your identity because you see, when we focus on your identity, that's how we can get you back to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's when we get to your heart, get you to a point where you're going to say, yeah, what I did was pretty messed up. Maybe I got to get blessed up now. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to get excited tonight about this message. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about love because God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And to me, if that was good enough for Jesus, that's good enough for me. I don't need to judge anybody. I don't need that kind of pillicky. I don't need to worry about that kind of stuff. But if I can just love my brothers and my sisters, and we come into the facilities, all of our volunteers, Free Inside Ministry, we come in because of the love not only we have for you, but the love that compels us is the love that we have for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to pray real quick before we close tonight. Father God, there's somebody out there hearing this message. And they're tired of where they've been and what they've done. Lord, just reach down. Pray to them tonight, my brothers and sisters. Pray to your Father. Say, God, I need a change in my life. I know Jesus died for my sins. He rose on a third day. I want change in my life. I give you my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And Lord, take care of my family. Step up to the plate, boys and girls. The time has come. The end times are here. You probably have a lot of people come in there and talk real nice. And I don't got time. I'm just going to talk real. Because you're going to love me because I've been real with you. I'll put us right where we got to be at, in front of the cross. Look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night. Get some rest tonight. I love you. God loves you. And now is the time.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.